Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. So in today's episode, I want you to think about something that has a large influence on everyone's life pretty much in today's time. Social media. Everybody uses social media, and some use maybe these three social medias, and others use these four, things like that. And you may not use some of the other, but we all use social media to a degree. So I decided for today, episode, we are going to rank my top five social media platforms. I'm going to be completely biased, of course, but I also can say with confidence I use all five of these social media platforms. Therefore, I can add an actual real perspective to each one. So if you enjoy the episode, share with a friend, come find me and let me know what your ranking is for these top five or for these five social media platforms. Or if you think there were some that should have been in the top five and are not, please let me know. But if you enjoy it, like I said, share it, follow the podcast, and I'll see you guys in the episode. All right, here we go. Top five social media platforms. I'm going to start at number five, which is the lowest, and then go up to number one, which is the best in my opinion. And like I said, I use all of these platforms. I really feel like I can give a good perspective here. So we're going to start at number five, the bottom of the list, and I'm glad it is, and that is Instagram. Instagram used to be my number one. It used to be my favorite social media platform. I'd follow my friends. I would follow like sports pages, movie pages, nerd pages. I was like, it was literally the hub of everything I ever wanted. And when they copied Snapchat's feature of stories, I didn't mind it. I was like, okay, I guess that's like a different perspective too. And honestly, it's like a different audience. I'm giving the Snapchat experience to a different audience. And because not everybody that followed me, maybe on Instagram, followed me on Snapchat, whatever. I was always picky more so about Snapchat. So like, I actually used to love Instagram. So why is it number five? Because now they didn't know when to stop. So like Instagram adopted the features of Snapchat and added stories, and I liked it. Now Instagram has adopted the features of TikTok with the reels, and I hate them. I hate them so much. I hate the reel and the promotional things they do to make me see them. When I hop on Instagram, I follow, and I'll even say this on stream right now. I have been streaming on Twitch, which you can go and check out. Little plug right there. Boom. On Instagram, I follow 543 people or pages. 543. Yeah, that's a lot. So you should expect me to see a lot. If that's only if everybody's posting. So when I get on there, I want to only see what those 543 people are sharing or posting. I do not want to scroll and see three sponsored or boom right here. I honestly just pulled up my Instagram and I'm looking at suggested post. And the suggested post is not just one post. It's like a chain of them. And I have to go back to the very top of the huge chain of them and click the X for me to finally see what I want to see, the people I follow. And it's so dumb because they're all just a bunch of reels or advertisements. And I can understand some ads here or there. I know they're annoying, but like people have to make their money. But I cannot stand seeing the reels because I don't want to. I don't want to see, I don't come to Instagram to see videos. I know a lot of you use Instagram for videos and reels or whatever, but I'm going to address this. I know people that use Instagram for reels, but they also denounce TikTok. If you're that person, you are a problem. Okay. You're just one of those people that love to look better. And I know that's very harsh, but and if you do it innocently, like if you just don't have TikTok because you don't mind the reels and you use Instagram, then look, that's your preference there. You might have Instagram higher on your list because of that, and that's fine. But for me, someone who uses TikTok, I don't want to go on Instagram and feel like I'm on TikTok. I want to go on Instagram and feel like I'm on Instagram. And then they also just did this whatever they do with your messages thing. I don't know. So like I go to my DMs, like messages and the groups I'm in and whatever. And I see those circles of people's profile picture and then a little phrase, a little thing. Oh my gosh. That's probably the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life. So many people don't know what to do on there. I don't know what to do, but I know other people don't know what to do and they're trying. And I have no idea what that is. And it's honestly the weirdest thing. That's probably the most cringe thing. I'd say that's the most cringe thing. So I'm obviously not a fan of Instagram right now. They are not on my good side, and that is why they are number five on this list. So number four on this list, Snapchat. And Snapchat's in the bottom half. It's not in the top three, even though I'm all right with Snapchat. I like it way more than Instagram, but I'm all right with Snapchat, you know? I use the private story feature, and I kind of think that's kind of cool. You know, I first made it just to kind of share some things with my friends and only things they would see. And then it kind of turned into a bigger thing, which eventually led to this podcast, Ethan's Thoughts. But I like that idea of being able to send a picture in the moment to a friend or so, to Sydney, that I don't have to like save, because I like sending pictures before Snapchat. When I had just a general iPod Touch, this is before Snapchat started, I'd take pictures and send to people what I'm doing, funny things I saw in person, all these things. And I'd have to go back an hour later and delete however many pictures I took because it would save. Well, now with Snapchat, I see something really funny on the street when I'm walking down the sidewalks of Williams Baptist University, and I can send a picture to one of my friends, especially like the few friends I have that I can send them a picture with no context and they'll laugh. And it's like the things that are not funny that you need to remember. If it's something that I need memory of, or like that's a big thing, then I'll pull out just my camera or whatever. But like, you know, those things that are funny that like you don't also care to know about an hour later, like if you forget about it after you send it to your friend, you got the laugh, you send it to them, they get to laugh, it's done. The memory is dead, but it served its purpose. I like that. I like Snapchat for that as well. The reason it's lower on the list is because they're also kind of just going crazy with their advertisement stuff, like Snapchat shows, famous people's Snapchats showing up on my whatever the right side thing is. What's it called? The stories. Like you can have subscriptions and discover whatever stuff. And I don't really care about all of that. And their advertisements, it's whatever too. But like I said, you got to have ads. People, I understand that. So I understand. I've never really liked the location stuff. I don't really care about that. I don't think I share my location because it's none of y'all's business where I go and what I do. So it kind of just a little weird to me, but I don't know. It's all right. It's not the best. It's not the worst either, though. Instagram's the worst, absolute worst. And there's a few platforms, honestly, that I would put over Instagram, but like I also understand Instagram's tenure, and I'm like, I got to give it its props. But Snapchat's number four, and I'm gladly down for putting it number four. Top three, and honestly, the top three, in my opinion, were a little bit difficult for me because I see good and general use of all of these. But for number three, we're going to go with Facebook. So a 22-year-old guy saying Facebook's one of the top social media things. What? You're supposed to be 40. Well, Facebook's is actually not that bad, because what made Facebook so good originally, just ways you can post things, post pictures. Like, some people use Facebook, and don't, if anyone argues with me on this, and I know you're one, I'll start calling names. And I don't say it's wrong. I'm just saying, like, some people use Facebook. Like that. Okay, let me go back. That's one of the reasons Facebook is so good, is because you can use it for so many different things. But if you use it for this, it's not going to affect me if I use it for this. Unlike Instagram, where if you use Instagram for Reels, that's good for you. But I don't want it for Reels, and I'm still being bombarded by Reels. And I know Facebook has their things too, their little videos. But like, those are actually like low-key, very avoidable. They're a lot more avoidable than you think. And to where Instagram will hit your suggested stuff, and you'll hit a suggested tab. You don't even see it. You're just scrolling, and you'll see a suggested video. You'll keep scrolling. Next seven or eight are suggested. You have to go all the way back to the top side X. Sorry, this is an Instagram's moment. But for Facebook, I can see one thing, just immediately keep going. Boom, I'm back to what I want to see. And I enjoy that. I enjoy that a lot. You can still make regular posts. You can post pictures. Like I was saying earlier about that rant I was about to go on. So many people use Facebook as just free. I think they use it as free storage for pictures. Because on Instagram, you can only post like a couple pictures to a post. But like on Facebook, you can just make albums. And like, I see this more with girls. They just make so many albums about everything. And I swear to you, it's just free picture storage. I guarantee you they go and delete a lot of these pictures off their storage on their phone. And props to you. Like, that's good. I'm not against them. I'm not making fun of that. I'm saying like they can do that on Facebook, but I can still go there and still see what my family's doing. I follow more family on Facebook than any other social media platform. So I can still see what they're doing. I can still see what other friends I've made of across the United States are doing. And I enjoy it. I like it a lot. I don't post on Facebook. I'm more just, that's my observing, seeing how everyone's doing. And I'm able to get that. And I like that. So that's why Facebook's number three. The number two social media platform, and you're going to hate it, but I can't help it. And that is TikTok. So one of the biggest things I saw about TikTok early on was, there's two problems that I've seen be generally around the TikTok thing, or I guess three. The first one being that it's like got international affairs involved with it. Well, okay. Like, I know people that say, I don't have TikTok because China's involved with TikTok. Well, you know what? China's involved with a lot of things that you do on your day-to-day life you may not even know. So, like, I can understand if you wanted to make a stand against China and not use some of their products, but don't be a hypocrite and go and get rid of all the other, to go get rid of everything you own in your home that's made in China. Go get rid of every electronical device that is powered by a Chinese company. You kind of get what I'm saying? Like, I don't like China that much either, but to make that kind of stand, that's really hard to do. And if you're going to make it on one thing, I'm prefer that you make it on a bunch of other things too, so you don't look like a hypocrite. But the other problem with TikTok is the addiction. And I can only speak for myself. I'm not addicted. I can go days without it. So, and I have many days where someone says, you need to see the TikTok I sent you. I'm like, I haven't been on all day and it's 5 o'clock. So that's why I'm ranking it higher, because I don't view it as, it's never caused an addiction for me there. And also, number one, they hate it because you see a bunch of content you don't want to see. I know the big one was maybe provocative stuff, or people don't want to go in there and just see dancing videos or whatever. But what I learned in my experience with TikTok, if you work really hard for about 1 to 2 hours, that doesn't have to be 1 to 2 hours straight. I did it in one day, just periodically, intentionally did this. But you know, you can go on TikTok and click the not interested. And when you go to TikTok and do not interested, they take those kind of videos and they don't put it on your feed. And if you like a video or so, or put it on your favorites, their algorithm reads that and it sends you more of those videos. So if you intentionally, like if you just see something you don't like, keep scrolling and just go, whatever, you're not helping yourself out. You need to hold down the video, go to not interested, because that's what I've done for so long. And I still have to do it every now and then. Now to where it used to be when I first got TikTok, it would be like every other post, it would be something I don't want to see or I don't really care about. But now it's like every blue moon, I'll get a video. I'm like, yeah, I really don't care about that. And it's always some guy with some wife beater tank top, standing in the rain, lip singing to some song with his hair and has a perm. I'm like, dude, what the heck? And so I don't care about that. So I click not interested and move on. But like, I like to see sports videos, nerdy stuff. I'm huge with the nerd stuff. Sydney knows I like Minecraft stuff on there. And it's some of the most satisfying things for me is seeing people do these fast builds of crazy things in Minecraft. And I love it to death. And I have sports, gaming, esports stuff, whatever, nerd stuff, whatever, things I like. But that's what I see. Like, I see that. And I love that because I like to watch that stuff. And it's perfect for me. So that's why it's number two, because my experience with it's been great. I absolutely love TikTok and I don't have a problem with it. If you have an addiction with it, like maybe watching it too long and stuff, that's something with you, and you can do, there's so many things you can do to help with that. Screen share or screen time. What's it called? I don't know, but you can like monitor and stuff like that, but I don't really have an addiction with it. So it's been able to do good to me. So TikTok is number two. Before we name number one, I'm going to recap the other four and do an honorable mentions. And on the honorable mentions, I feel like if it was any little bit different, I'd have them on this list. But I didn't, and I feel good about not having them on the list. But first, number five, Instagram. Number four, Snapchat. Number three, Facebook. Number two, TikTok. And now we're going to list the first two, or the two honorable mentions that I have. So the reason I didn't put them, like I said, is because I feel like some people wouldn't consider them actual like social media. But I would disagree. And the first one is Twitch. So if you don't know what Twitch is, it's a live streaming service where you can go and live stream on their website, pretty much whatever you want. If you got a phone, you can live stream your face, doing whatever you want. You can live stream playing video games, live stream music, live stream a podcast, all these things on there. I personally live stream my video games. If you want to go follow my Twitch, I'm live. I have a schedule on there. Just do this, twitch.tv/EthanCGlynn, no caps, no spaces, and you will find my Twitch plug. But it's like honestly a platform for people to get on, and I view it as like a social media thing. I get on and I see what other people that I follow are streaming or what they're doing, and it's really cool, I think. And it has a community where you can like interact with other people through chats and messages and stuff like that. And so I feel like it's a social media platform. The reason I didn't put it in my top five is because I also have a mindset of it's not as popular as these other ones, I think. And so I still wanted to kind of keep it for y'all, because I know a lot of people who listen to this podcast may not use Twitch. And so I wanted to keep the five relevant to you all, the listeners. But that's one of my honorable mentions, and it's one of my favorites that if it was on this list, it'd probably be top three for sure. And so I'm a big Twitch guy. The second one is YouTube, and YouTube's old as dirt. It's been standing around longer than any of these other ones, I think, except maybe Facebook. They may be neck and neck when they were both made. But YouTube's awesome, and it's like consistent. It's always had the videos, and they've adapted to the YouTube shorts, kind of like what TikTok did. And I know I thrashed Instagram for doing it and stuff, but YouTube did it, and it doesn't bother me because like I can pull up YouTube and I can avoid the shorts. Like I actually have YouTube pulled up on my computer right now, and I see all the suggestions that I have, which are, even though they're not things I may follow, they're actual good suggestions based on what I watch on my YouTube. And then there's a shorts tab where I can see a bunch of shorts. And sometimes I check them out because, like I said, it does send me shorts based on what I watch. But I can also click something called X, and it just immediately eliminated all the shorts. So now I'm back to the YouTube videos that I watch. And I love that because it's kind of like Facebook. It gives you the option to not really deal with it, to where Instagram just shoves it down your throat. And I hate Instagram with all my guts. So YouTube and Twitch are my right ones out. And I feel like I still feel good about putting these other ones in the top five and not these two. But those are really good, in my opinion. And you can check them both out. Ethan's friends will be on YouTube. And so you'll be seeing a link coming out soon on the YouTube page. You can go ahead and subscribe. Turn on notifications so you can watch the podcast when it comes out. So number one, the number one social media platform, in my opinion. And this might be controversial because I know a lot of people that are listening. Your number one has already been said. I guarantee your number one's probably already been said. So, but my number one is Twitter. So why is it Twitter? Well, because Twitter was something and it's stayed what it's become. I know so many people that quit Twitter when Elon Musk bought it, whatever. I don't really care. I would have put Twitter number one before Elon Musk bought it and after Elon Musk bought it. But the reason I like Twitter is because on Twitter, it's like deals. They don't have that on Twitter, but it's like my kind of content. And it's kind of with the way of, I think they're a little bit out over the hand with their ads and stuff too, and their suggested stuff. But like, it's kind of like TikTok, where I do my follows, and if it does show me some suggested, it does suggested things based on those who I follow. And so I can kind of dig with that as well. But I feel like it's just a very cool way for me to like interact with people, because you have like the replies. I can retweet someone's tweet, which is kind of like reshare, you know. I can like a tweet and kind of, I don't know, I just like it. I think it's a really cool way of like a community style. If you like to interact with other people, maybe people you don't know so well, or maybe people that you do know, Twitter is actually a really good one for that. And the actual art of tweeting, like dropping a tweet, saying what you think. I really like that kind of stuff. If you follow Ethan's thoughts on Snapchat, you know, I'm just like really like, I don't talk as much on there. Like, I don't post these super long videos or whatever. I just send a little picture. I'll take a picture of my day and post something. That's what I kind of do on Twitter. On Twitter, I just tweet. I might tweet like a 4-word tweet, but it's just simple, you know, and I like doing that. And so I think it's simple. It's kind of stay true to its roots. They have that Twitter Blue thing where you can like pay to be subscribed on Twitch or whatever. But I'm just going to be honest. Or not Twitch. I said Twitch. You can do like Twitter Blue and get like a verified check mark on your Twitter. But like, if you're not really trying to like become popular on Twitter, then it's really no big deal to you at all. If you're just using it to look at stuff, follow your people you want to follow and share your opinions on things, and you don't care who sees it, then this really isn't for you. And I like that. You don't have to have their Twitter subscription thing, but if you want to, you can. And I think that's cool. So that's my social media ranking of top 5, Instagram 5, Snapchat 4, Facebook 3, TikTok 2, and Twitter 1. I would love to hear what you have for your top 5 social media platforms. So like I always say, if you see me out, there's some people I know. And if you're hearing this, you know you're one of those people. But they come and find me and they tell me what they think on each episode. So I just want you to go, maybe make your own list, come share it to me. I would love to see it. If you have these things with social media, if you maybe want to stop using it, I suggest using the screen time thing. I'm only saying that because I know so many people that like kind of like social media, but they're scared of it because they're scared of their addiction thing. So like, I think there's good aspects of it. There's bad aspects for sure. There's bad things on every single one of these social media, things that are wrong, bad, evil, whatever. But I think it'd be a good thing too if you work for it. So if you want to have it, I encourage you to take steps to allows you to get to have it, interact with other people, keep up with other people that you may know from another place. Bunch of cool things. Ethan's Friends coming soon. I say that every week, but I'm telling you, it's for real. Each week is a step closer. I cannot wait. My laptop is coming in the mail, but at the point of filming this, we are having ice storm, whatever. So it's probably going to be a few days late. I've already bought a tripod that's going to hold my camera, that's going to film. And then in 2 days, I'm going to buy a light stand that's going to help give, you know, good quality light. So Ethan's Friends is coming soon. I'm so pumped. The guests are slowly starting to line up. I think it's going to be a really good lineup. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, like I said earlier, make sure to share it to a friend. Follow the podcast. Make sure you, if you follow it on whatever, I think you can turn on notifications where it'll send you a notification when I post it. Because I know I post every Thursday, but I also don't post at the same time every Thursday. So make sure to turn on notifications. You can know when I post. Go follow the Twitch, twitch.tv/EthanCGlynn. I will see you guys next week. Peace out.
So, you're running out of closet space, but the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything. from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.